You know how people say, oh, they're just talking it up.
Wait, what? And we're back.
Wait, Kayla, no, you're recording.
Yeah,
hello. Hey, we are back. We are rocking and a rolling. We miss this. We've been trying to do this for a long time. Anyways, I guess we should, you know, introduce the podcast.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Talking It Up podcast. I am your host, Kate.
And I'm Jeff.
So what's up? All right.
Not much. Tell us. You've got an agenda, I'm sure.
I do. Well, we were actually talking about, like, what do we want to talk about on this first episode before I knew that you hit record. But we're just going to do an update on the Hossmans. Like, what is up with us? It's been a year.
Quick recap. We started a podcast last year.
Yep.
It traveled across the world. There's tens of you out there. And there's at least one in China.
Or I thought Japan. It was Japan.
Okay. I think it's Japan. And somewhere in Makuba, wherever that is. So,
welcome. We are so thrilled that you are listening to us. Anyways, people are like, what are they talking about? Anyways, okay. So, well, before we get started on what is new or updated with our life, I thought I would talk about unpacking after a trip. Because we recently got back from a trip. And I thought, you know, we are probably one of the 10% of people who come home and unpack.
Probably.
Like, we come home and we immediately throw stuff in the laundry, unpack stuff, do all the things.
Why do you think that is?
One, I think we're both pretty organized.
Mm-hmm.
One in our own way. But I just don't want to deal with it later.
True.
Like, even when we're at the hotel, we, like, have, these are all dirty clothes. These are all going in the laundry when we get home. These are clean. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't take that long to unpack.
Oh, unpacking is the easy part. The only thing that's hard is you're exhausted. But I'm the same way after work. Like, I come home and then I was like, that's what I gotta do. I gotta unpack everything.
Yeah, you do. I didn't realize that, but you do. And you have a backpack, so you, like, take your lunch stuff out, all the electronics, all the things, yeah. So, let us know in the comments if you are an unpacker as soon as you get home, or do you like to just leave it?
Are you a mess? No. Is your life disheveled? Be honest.
No. Do you? But, okay, so, year, what has happened? What are some highlights that you wanted to talk about over the year?
In a year? Mm-hmm. Since, I can't remember what else happened since we've stopped.
I mean, I have an agenda, but I was just kind of letting you. Because you know why I have an agenda? Because I knew that I was going to ask you this question. You're going to say, I don't really know.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll remind me. So let's go ahead and hear your agenda.
Well, first, it was my first year as a therapist.
True.
Been a year. It's been such a learning experience for me. Things that I thought I would never do, I'm doing. Things that I thought I wanted to do, I'm not doing. But, you know, I love it. I love where I'm at right now. I feel like I'm in a good, healthy spot, and I am EMDR trained. That's new.
Right.
And for those that don't know, in the helping field, I mean, this is for a lot of different career paths, but I can only speak as a therapist. There is so much that you have to do. You have to get certain continuing education hours. You have to do supervision. If you want trained, you know, it's a lot of work goes into it. And I did the EMDR training as we had some sort of flu, COVID, whatever. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We were, like, done.
The bug that hit our house?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, we couldn't even move. And I was literally doing this training. It was over Zoom, so don't come at me. But it was just like, oh my gosh. But I did not. I was like, I will not reschedule because I was so, I'm passionate about EMDR and what it stands for. If you don't know what it means, I'm not going to go into it because of time's sake. But look it up. It's really awesome. But yeah, EMDR trained. Super excited. Your job's going good. Same old same.
Been busy, it feels like.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, I can't believe we're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Like, we hit that mark.
Isn't that crazy?
And it was like, yeah. There's a saying.
What is that?
I think it's something like, you overestimate what you can get done in a year and underestimate what you get done in a day. And that's been a theme, I feel like.
Hmm. Yeah.
For this year. Not a bad thing, just it's been busy.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's like, holy cow.
I know. Like, even recording this podcast, like, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll do it. And then, like, either we're so exhausted or we forget or life. I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I got bit by a dog this year.
Oh, that happened.
That did happen. We actually have had to call the cops twice already this year.
Since we last hung out, people.
Since we last hung out. And it started, like, in the beginning of this year. But, yeah, we decided. I'll never forget this day. We just finished dinner, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go for a walk around the neighborhood. Normally, I go somewhere to go walk or run. But I was like, I'm just going to go around the neighborhood. And my husband was like, well, we can all go with you. I don't know why I said my husband.
I was saying the same thing.
Sorry. Jeff, we were like, let's just go. We'll go with you. And I'm like, no, it's okay. So I walk up half the hill where we live is really hilly. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I just kind of got this weird feeling. I was like, no, I don't want to go by myself, actually. Because there is this dog that's outside. It has, what are those called? The collar.
Shock collar.
Like, right. You know. Where it has, like, a line. Oh my gosh. And so I'm like, surely it'll be fine, but whatever. Let's just make it a family event. So we all go, and it's barking, and it's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it doesn't ever cross. I'm like, oh, we're fine. We're fine. So we walk down away from him just fine. Like, not really any issues except the barking. And you said, I think we should go this way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, come on.
Never listen to me.
No. No. I was like, well, it's faster if we go this way to our house, but in the other way, like, it's on a main road. So it was just like, I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable either way, but we got to get home. So we go, and at this point, you have our son in the wagon. I'm holding our oldest daughter, and then I'm holding our baby, which she's two, on my back. So, like, I have one on the hand and one on my back. And so we're walking up this hill, and the same thing, the dog's barking. But I noticed that he'll step off and get back on, step off and get back on. And I'm like, oh gosh, like, something is about to happen. And next thing you know, the dog charges at me and bites my leg, and he goes back. But, like, I go to kick him, and then when I come back, that's when he bit me. And then I fell on my back on top of our baby, and it was just like, the girls were screaming. Jeff was trying to get, like, not let go of Judah, or he would have went down this hill. He was screaming at the dog. I run to the neighbor's house, and it was just a huge thing. Very terrifying. Obviously, I'm glad it was me and not our children. But, yeah. Crazy. Comments. What was that like for you?
For me?
Uh-huh.
It was wild, man. Wild ride.
Jeff's a man of many words.
That day I had a lot of words.
He did have a lot of words. Yep.
Yeah.
What's funny is there was a neighbor that shouted in the back, like, the dog's on a, or he's on an electric fence or something like that. He's not going to cross. And you were like, he just bit my wife, like, screaming at
her. Yeah. I was yelling at the dog and then yelling at this guy.
Like,
it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But we have great neighbors. We had someone come and help us, and the neighbor that answered the door was super sweet, very kind. I'm okay now. I do have a little bit of PTSD because running has been a thing for me because I am a little more timid with dogs.
Right.
But, you know, I'm slowly getting there. Can you just, like, keep your dogs on leashes, you know? Like,
I quit trusting dogs when I did door-to-door for, like, 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I quit trusting dogs at that point. I got bit multiple times. Dogs suck sometimes.
I mean, sometimes they do. And it was a lab. Like, this was a lab. Like, really weird. Normally they're not aggressive. And, like, when I went to this place that I normally run, there's a border collie that was kind of aggressive, like, just how he was acting. And it's like, what in the world? Like, and so now I kind of have more cautious with dogs, but especially with our children, too.
Yeah. They're kind of iffy on them now, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer, but it's okay. We'll teach them how to, like...
fight a dog.
Yeah. Have you seen, you know, the videos? Like, what to do if you get attacked by a bear.
And this guy is, like, really...
And he drops him. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotta love it.
Anyway, for those of you in Japan, it's really not that bad here in the U.S.
The one that we have listening in Japan. Oh, man. Well, okay. So there's that. You have started running. You've been really diligent running. Runner. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's the farthest you've gone so far?
Ooh. Probably, like, only, like, consecutive, like, 9 or 10 miles.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, no. I know what your brain's thinking. You're like, no, that's not a lot.
Well, I was, you know, doing the standard. I'm 30, so I should run a marathon. And I haven't, like, decided not to do that, but I've also just, like, kind of decided, like, I don't have to do it right now. Like, I don't know, life's been kind of hectic, so it's like I started training and then kind of backed off, but I do have a, like, in my mind, I'd like to, like, run, like, around 20 miles a week. Not all at once, but, you know, broken up, so.
MBD. That's a lot. That's a big accomplishment.
Thanks, babe.
It is. I mean, I just run just to run. Sometimes it may be a mile, sometimes it may be two.
See, I can't do that. Sometimes. I have to have a reason, you know?
Yeah. I just think for me it's like a letting it all out, like, you know? Mm. It's like, what is it called? Intuitive running.
Intuitive running? Like, why do you hold your hand like it's pasta? Like you're Italian.
I don't know.
It's pasta.
But yeah, you have started running. You've done really good. So yeah, well, how about let's take a little break. Let's hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll get back to it.
All right.
You're in the kitchen cooking a delicious meal for your family. You break up fights, stop to wipe butts, and finally prepare a gourmet dinner. You set the plates and carry them over to your beautiful family to hear, "I don't want this." After your eye twitches and your heart shatters, you think, I don't want all of this food to go to waste. Have no fear. Tasty Dust is here. You just sprinkle some on your food, and voila, the food turns into chocolate. Don't worry, it's not really chocolate. It just looks like it, so your children will actually eat their food. Say goodbye to waste and say hello to taste.
And we're back. We're back. Thanks for that word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
So, speaking of running... and police, while we're on the subject. Or cops. We had a second encounter with our local law enforcement. What an eventful morning it was. I woke up at like 5 to go run, and I opened the garage door, and I noticed the dome light in my car's on, so I'm like, Paisley, like that was my first thought. I go check it out. And I open the door, and, like, everything's open. And I'm like, what did they do? But it also, it, like, smelled really bad. Like, a mixture of, like, BO, like, grease, and weed. And I'm like, what? Grease. Wait a second. Well, I go, I'm like, something's weird. So, anyway, I go inside. This was, like, 5:02, I think.
Well, I had to wake up early that day because I was making cinnamon rolls. So, I was up, too.
Right, yep.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, you were. You were up. So anyway, I come back in and I'm like, hey, can I see your phone? Because you have the camera on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can I see your phone? And so I check it and literally, so I walked out, I think it was like 5:02 or 5:32, mm-hmm. I don't know. But literally the minute before, there were two hood rats in my car. Two little hoodlums. And
They like actual rats wearing vests.
Yes. They were freaking looking through my stuff. They broke into my car and was looking through it. The grease came from, come to find out, there was a half-eaten piece of pizza that they had dropped. I don't know if, like, they saw the garage door open and just their jaw open.
That's right.
Why they were eating while burglary-ring. I don't know, but anyway, yeah. So, called the cops. They caught the bad guys, and yeah.
Man, and our kids just, they saw it all.
Yeah, they were like...
asking all the questions.
Yeah. Well, the fine officers, they were quick to get
they
here.
They were really quick.
Well, and we didn't know, like, we were just like, we told them, like, hey, you know, this just happened. And so anyway, they were here pretty quick. And anyway, the whole, like arrest and like everything was done right outside our door. So yeah, the kids were like staring while they were getting ready. We had to get ready for school. This was
yeah. We're like, come on, kids. Like, all right, but it was a teaching moment. Oh yeah. But you know, by the grace of God, we're not gonna have to call the cops anymore.
Yeah,
we're gonna be good. It has been wild. It has been wild, but. By the way, I need to go back and correct myself because of grammar, and I know that there's people out there who are really, like, they are grammar police. And I said, you have done really good, like, running, but I'm pretty sure it's you've done well. But at this point...
No, it's you've done good.
You've done good. I think I said, you did good. You've done... I don't know. Either way. Just I'm don't just come kidding. At me with the grammar. I just talk to talk, okay? It's not going to be pretty, but at least I'm here talking, conversing. Okay.
I'll preach.
Sorry. I know there's people out there. I think I have PTSD because one time I said post to instead of supposed to, but like I'm a fast talker. And so it just kind of comes out like whatever happens. Like that's why I hate texting. Like if I text something and it's wrong, sending it anyways, don't care. And
someone, you're the world's worst.
I know. And someone said, "Post to," and I'm like, "Wow, I'm never speaking again." So, anyways, all right. But do you want to tell them what you have taught our 2-year-old daughter to say?
No, what?
Do you remember when you were trying to? You were doing something with the air mattress or moving something around, and all of a sudden I hear, "Shit." And she just kept saying it over and over and over, and we're like,
because you were freaking out.
This little bitty baby just starts saying that, and you're dying laughing in the background.
It was like, she. And so I went into the fetal position because it was hilarious.
Yeah, just laughing, and I'm like, oh, Lainey, we can say, like, oh, man, or whatever, and it's just. No.
That's actually the second time she said that.
I'm honestly...
One time I was putting her in the car. One time I was putting her in our car, in my car, to take her to daycare, and I hit her head on the door.
Oh my gosh.
I said it then, and she goes, shit.
Jeffrey! So, I did not know that this happened. Wow. Now I'm going to go upstairs, make sure she's okay.
That was season one era.
Season one?
It just didn't make the podcast.
Oh, man.
That, you gotta admit, though, there's actually nothing cuter.
I mean, there's nothing cuter than her in general. Yeah, but still, it was pretty funny because she just kept saying it over and over with a big smile on her face. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, but, and you actually became really, really well at cutting mullets.
Mm.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've pretty much got it down. Well, you started with, well, you attempted our son's, and it didn't turn out good. And then you perfected it with you, and then you went back to Judah.
Are you talking about the very first time I gave him a haircut?
Not the very first time. I don't know what that was.
That was a mullet.
That was absolutely terrible.
That was several years ago.
Gosh, that was absolutely terrible.
But no, well... To be fair, I've never given myself a mullet. I've cut my own hair.
Mm-hmm.
But Judah, he's the only person that I've actually cut his hair.
Yeah.
And it was a mullet.
Yeah. Well, and now it looks good. And you've done yours, too.
I've, like, shaved it. I haven't, I've cut mine, but I've never given myself a mullet. I had to actually have somebody else do that.
Well, you maintain it. Like, you can shave it and do all this stuff. I won't even cut my own hair. I just get too nervous about it. But, yeah, you have. So, anyone needs a mullet haircut?
Yeah.
Come to Jeff.
It's a it's a proper mullet, okay?
Yeah, no, they look good. And I'm not even a huge fan of the mullet hairstyle, but it looks good. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, what else? Do you have anything else that happened this year?
I'm sure there's a lot. Probably a lot I can't tell you, so.
I know.
Sorry, peeps.
It's okay. We have got a season full this time around. We cannot promise you that it will be every week. I'm just going to go ahead and lay that out there right now. We're going to do our best. Of course, family comes first. Our sanity comes first. And, you know, if that means we got to wait a while, then we got to wait a while. Or we might do really good and stay on top of it. We do have some guests going to be on this season of our podcast. We're super excited about. As always, anything you want to hear, any questions, just leave us a comment on social media. You can follow us on social media. Well, Instagram. And yeah, love for y'all to listen. Love for the input. It's just a hobby that we can just sit down together, chat, all the things. What do you think? Can't read your mind.
Sorry, I was trying to think of something witty to say.
It's always when you have to think about it that you shouldn't say it.
I know. I know. I did hear something the other day.
Okay, what?
That you basically, you can gauge intelligence or like IQ or something by sarcasm, like.
Oh, so
if they have a good, if you have, yeah, like if you have a good, if you're sarcastic, if you're funny, it's a good indication of how intelligent you are.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
Because as soon as you said sarcasm, I just thought about New Girl, where Winston says, and this is sarcasm, I just hate eating people. And like, that's
all right, we're done. Y'all have a good week.
For those of y'all who watch New Girl, you get me, but I'm very intelligent because I'm probably the most sarcastic person here. All right. Well, it has been good chatting with y'all. Hope y'all have a good week, and we cannot wait for this season of the Talking It Up podcast.
Okay, bye.
See ya.